if they decide to start, shutting stuff down again because of the Delta variant this fall and whatnot, then bam, there goes MAGFest again for the second year. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, it'll be interesting to see what happens as we go into the fall and into winter to see if infections are going to go back up, or you know what exactly they're going to do with that. But I mean, I'm trying to stay, you know, positive, but you know,
right.
It's kind of hard to nowadays, especially with what's going on. But I think BlurredCon did a good job as far as what they did, and we'll get into that once we.
Yeah, for the first con of, like, I guess the year, like officially, like since things reopened up. I mean, they didn't do, you know, too much of a bad job in terms of like having it actually function. But like, I guess less staff or whatever. But that Delta variant, I don't know if we could even survive the country like economically for another shutdown. You know what I'm saying? It might be a case of just y'all get more boosters, y'all wear a triple mask and go out there and spend money. We cannot afford to stay inside the house.
I know we don't like wearing masks, so we're going to go ahead and change it to wear body suits so you guys will be able to breathe better and still block the contagion.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the year for Resident Evil and Umbrella cosplays to skyrocket. Who knows?
Dude, that'll be funny. It'll be Leon's everywhere.
Leon!
Help me, Leon!
Damn it.
can't even do my high-pitched voice right now.
All I was looking forward to was seeing a whole bunch of Lady D's, and now that may not happen, man. There was one lady.
Thank you.
I don't think you'll see any Lady D's at. I mean, probably at Blurred, but if you're going to like,
yeah, Oda, there was one Lady D, and we somehow missed her.
Yeah, I ain't see her, man. I ain't see her.
I know. I saw like 20 of them.
Yeah. So I mean, what was like the majority of the cosplays out there, like what was the stuff that you saw a lot of?
My Hero and
Sailor Moon.
We were just talking about this the other day. Sailor Moon, that's it.
Surprisingly.
Sailor Moon and My Hero, and then yeah, I'd say third is the Demon Hunter, Demon Slayer. Yeah,
like
those are your top three.
Bunch of green.
Like, I'm not surprised about, you know, so much My Hero being out there, just because that's kind of like one of the top anime right now. Like, everybody's watching it.
I think ones that I was surprised at seeing, I'd have to think about it.
I was honestly surprised that there wasn't as much Black Panther and Wakanda presence there. I still thought
there was like one. I think there was one Black Panther.
Right, there's only one Black Panther, and I only saw one Storm. Thought the whole
he killed it though.
Yeah, it was a sick Panther.
For being the only Black Panther, he fucking killed it.
He did, but I was like, where's the Dory Milaje? Where's Shuri? Killmonger was there. No doubt about it. There was some Killmonger for sure. But everyone else was gone.
The Wakandan female warriors. There was a couple of those.
Yeah, I think I saw they were hanging out with Black Panther on Saturday. But yeah, it was mostly anime, manga related cosplays there. American wise. Oh, go ahead.
There's a lot more Mortal Kombat than I expected. We had a great shoot with that.
Right. And I think the movie helped. The movie helped definitely bring that awareness back. And then Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, that last DLC push, kept it kind of relevant for more people to show up as MK. So, yeah, you're right about that. I wasn't expecting so much Mortal Kombat to be there.
Yeah, and I think the irony behind the Mortal Kombat characters that were there, like even if the movie did like help bring, you know, awareness to it and, you know, bring a rise to it, that only one Sub-Zero even looked maybe like the movie. Everybody else wasn't even in the movie. So it was just like the movie brought back the popularity of the game, which is ironic to me. Like, hey, let's make a movie. And it just hyped up the game characters, if anything. Like, we saw...
No Cole Youngs. You know, no Cole Youngs are there.
yeah, no Cole Youngs. I'll save who we saw once we start recording. Right, I'm getting into experience right now.
Okay, man. But I mean, overall, it was the cosplay level wasn't the best I've seen. But I guess it was like mid level. You know what I'm saying? Especially for first year, kind of coming back after the pandemic. Yeah.
It started off well. Like when you get there, the first impression was great, but it was hot. I think everybody changed after about the first hour or so.
We'll get in that. Oh, you in right now? We're just doing some B-roll, dude. Ryan, he's in the chat. There you go.
Oh, I hear something.
It's because
Ryan.
Oh.
Ryan, you there?
Marco.
He might be in the chat, but he might be doing something.
I don't know. Maybe the hand got him or the foot. I don't know. He didn't pay a Sony bill.
Or it'll be something that happens to me where my mic will give up on me and I won't know it. So like everybody's like talking and I'm responding, but no one's like saying shit to me. So I'm getting pissed off that I'm getting ignored. Dude, and then I realize, oh, my mic is off.
I responded so many times where I was muted. I muted myself and forgot I was on mute.
Yeah, I think what I'll do. Once everybody's making their point, I'll probably start like muting my mic just so there's no background. And then I'll keep like bringing it back on and everything.
I do that anyway because I know I'm right near the interstate and you can hear the damn cars going to ramp and motorcycles and trains and shit. It's just so annoying. So I just put my shit on mute anyway, like after every time I talk, just to kind of keep that minimalized.
Yeah, right. And just muted and unmuted himself.
You know what he's doing? He's testing out his new, new equipment.
Okay. Let me test mine out real quick. Let me know. I'm going to mute mine real quick. Let me make sure it doesn't make a noise or anything.
All right, man. You good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Lima Charlie, man.
All right.
Yes, it didn't make a noise.
He said Lima Charlie.
Shit. Delta One, this is Whiskey One. Radio check. Hybrid Rainbow, this is behind the scene. Radio check.
Please don't start with that.
Squeege to Delta One. Read you loud and clear. Over.
Oh, memories. Yeah, I love it.
I used to hate doing that shit. I hated radio talk. I wish I could be like, look, I need this. Give me this. You know who I am. Over.
Oh man, you know you loved it when you fell asleep on post and they were trying to contact you for like an hour and then you're like, oh shit. Oh, and then you say, my radio was messed up.
Sorry, wrong channel.
Yeah, I was on the wrong channel, and everyone damn near knows that you were fucking asleep on post, man.
So, it's a little bit different when you're out training. Because when I was I was in the Army, when we were out training in California, because I was a tanker. So, if you were a loader, in the tank, you know, loading the actual gun, you also had like radio duties because like the radios and everything was like right there next to you. So you like I had to constantly have conversations with like the higher ups over the channels, and you're sitting there trying to remember what all the different code names or anything like that. And then you got to be careful because it's not only everybody in your company listening, it's like everybody and like possibly the battalion listening over too. So if you say the wrong thing, you gonna get hemmed up by Sergeant Major and everybody else like that. So I was like, man, you gotta be careful what you say because some people be like not realizing that everybody else can hear them, so they'll be like, all right, go to channel 3, whatever, like that, so that we don't get heard. But then some people will just respond with not even thinking, and then like all you'll hear is like silence, and then you'll hear like somebody higher up the commander be like, yeah, come on over to the tent over at this location so I can talk to you real quick. You're like, oh, here we go.
Here we go again.
We had something like that. I was on like barracks duty. We were walking around. We had the headset. This was like a boot, you know. I was brand new, and the dude gets on the headset. I guess he thinks only the duties are on. He's like, man, this fucking sucks. And the other guy's like, yeah, I know. Fuck this shit. Then you hear like a higher up's like, please maintain radio awareness. I'm like, oh shit. Hi, sir.
Shit. I used to love him. He had a hot mic, and I was like, please shut the hell up. It's like everyone be like, oh, you're gonna get us all smoked. Please be aware of what you're, you know, where your mic's at, man. Damn.
Sounds like something at my
job. I'm trying to sleep.
Y'all ready to do this?
Orion, was that you?
Orion, I cannot hear you.
Yeah, I cannot hear Orion.
Yeah, he was messaging. We are not reading you loud and clear.
Sounds like one of the things in my jobs is like, you know, because I'm a server, and they're like, language. I'm like, yeah, y'all, watch your fucking mouths. And they're like, Arthur. I said, what? Like, I'm just telling y'all to watch your fucking mouth. Like, you're supposed to.
Yeah, I used to be a bartender at a hotel, so I had to, like, bartend and serve. And that was my first and last customer service job because fuck people.
Mm.
People I don't blame assholes for no reason.
Yes.
Like, my boss would say something like, I would give attitude back to people. And, like, you know, every now and again, he would talk to me. He's like, hey, look, we can't do that. And I'm thinking, man, fuck these people. Why should I show up to them? They're the one being a dick to me about something I have no control over.
Right. Hey, I'm going to use the bathroom and get another Corona. So I'll be right back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so yep. he day drinking?
Yeah, I'm a day drinker. Come on, man. I'll day drink 9 o'clock, and what's wrong with drinking on a Saturday morning? You know, it's nice outside.
We're
doing a podcast.
Boy's got a breakfast Corona.
Man, I got a 3-drink minimum this morning, man. Come on.
I mean, I understand if it was closer to, like, noon or something, but this man, first thing in the morning.
This man woke up with problems.
That's that minor Air Force Base lifestyle, bro.
Bro, you woke up and chose violence.
Air Force life, shit. Don't you mean like you'd have like champagne glasses served to you, and you'd have like your cocktails and everything?
Dang, great. I'm telling you right now. See, it was great when I was at Kadena and Okinawa, right? Because
I loved Oki.
They had just moved us into the NCO barracks for my job. So we were like, what's the NCO barracks look like? The NCO barracks were like almost like two or three of the regular Joe barracks combined into one. I was like, yo, this is the life, bro.
Yeah, I was on Futima, so we didn't have it as nice. We had like the same barracks from like the 40s or whenever like we first landed there, but I was Marine, so we didn't have anything nice anyway.
Yeah, man, Marines definitely messed it up for a lot of us on that island, man. Especially
I can agree to. Yeah, and it's crazy because most of it was fucking officers. It was the officers going out and getting into fights. But I will say this: does not speak for the whole branch, but the one branch that did fuck it up for years were those two Navy guys that. Their ship landed and they were docked there for the night. They weren't even supposed to be on the island. They were just docking. They had like some overnight or whatever liberty, and they were going to be gone the next day. The two sailors got off, raped and killed a girl. And yep. I think they're still rotting in a Japanese prison, man. We got on lockdown for like months. Like we couldn't even leave base. And it just goes to show like how two people that weren't even like supposed to be there can ruin it for everybody.
Well, I mean, from when I went, because I was there from like 2010, like 2012, like when I was, it was like they had the curfew up there, but then like out of nowhere, the Marine like commander was like, okay, well we're gonna take the curfew off for Marines and for the Navy, and like Air Force and Army, we were like, all right, what about us? And they're like, nah, y'all got to stay on curfew. We were like, what?
Look at the fuck. Yeah, I was there 2012 to 2014.
Yeah.
And it sucked. Like you had to get your Liberty card from the barracks. You had to sign it out so they knew that you were gone. But you had to sign out with a buddy. So you had to have somebody with you. And then we had to be back on base before.
What was it, 10?
Yeah, it was like stupid early. We had to be back before 10.
It was like 10 or 11 because everybody used to go to Gate 2 Street.
Yeah, and then they would check your Liberty card when you got back onto the base, like if you were in a honcho or whatever.
Mm.
But if I was on the bus coming from Foster, they would never check it, which worked out in our favor. There were times where we would sneak off base. We'd have to like jump the fence, stay out all night or whatever, and then we'd go to Foster and then take the Foster bus back to Futima.
Wow! Yeah,
it was a hassle
in Kadena, like because if you try to come in past curfew, like they're gonna automatically beep you, and so I was like,
yep.
So we stay out all night and Gate 2 Street partying, and then like as soon as they were allowed to be back on base, like we just walk back on base and go home. Yeah.
I think it was funny too because it was the Japanese military that were doing the gates and everything. So it was funny to me whenever like I first got there, they were like, all right, so it's going to be the Japanese military. If you see a guy with a gun, he's new, he's fresh. If you see a guy with a stick, probably don't mess with that guard. He's going to beat the shit out of you. But what you should worry about is if you see a guard with no weapons on him, he's like a grandmaster. He will kill you. It's the ones without the weapons that you don't want to fuck with.
Yeah.
Orion ain't on yet.
He
was having issues with his sound.
He says he's going to restart his PC.
right.
Wait, who's on PC and who's on just using their phone?
I'm using on my PC. Phone.
Okay.
And I'm on my laptop because I want to make sure I'm clear. I never done it on my phone, so I'll have to try it next time.
I mean, I'm using my phone right now, so it's just easy.
Yeah, I've just got a really good headset, so I'm just gonna use my phone.
Okay.
All right, Orion, you're on, but you're muted. Orion, if you're speaking, I cannot hear you.
I don't know, man. He got that. He got the new hotness, man. It's getting cold right now. I don't know.
He's the new old.
Is there a wire maybe in the wrong spot, like the optic cable or something?
Know. He ain't treating her right. That's what it is. She ain't cooperating.
Yeah, for me, it was always just the optic cable. As long as I had one of those in, the thing worked perfectly.
Yeah, I'm digging this new setup. I like the raised bar kind of microphone thing. That stuff is a lot more comfortable than looking down and recording. Bro, let's see. Shit, we got some time. We can get into that Dragon Ball Super movie announcement too near the end. Shit.
Oh yeah. Superhero. I'm just like the title. I'm just like, but I mean,
well, I mean, if it's talking about superhero, wait, is it just gonna be like a Gohan movie?
I don't know.
What if it's? Wait. It might be a Satan movie.
A Mr. Satan? Oh God!
Yeah, I mean,
Hercule.
Yeah, I know.
It's Mr. Satan. Okay, get
it. Okay.
Excuse me, Satan.
All you guys have been to Japan and shit.
No, I called him Hercule, but then the more I watched like the subs, because I had the orange bricks, so I've been watching. You know, when I watched the orange bricks, you know, I just got used to saying Mr. Satan.
Right. Well, see, it's funny because you know that's once again that English, you know, language. I guess ideology taking over, because you look at that and your first thing is like Mr. Satan, what? But then you go and listen to the Japanese dubs and it's Satan, so it's like.
It's
a completely different, you know, name and meaning that way. So
yeah,
I remember like the first time I ever really got into anime. It was always funny to me watching it dubbed, and they would keep the Hello. Japanese names and they would say it American as shit.
Hello,
yo,
hey, we got him.
I'm gonna do it the old school way and just do it through my fucking phone because I'm on hotel Wi-Fi, and of course that shit.
What I just say through the phone.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Welcome, it is what man. It is, but I'm gonna do it the old school way.
Okay, man.
Hey, man, dope, easy peasy.
Dope. Hey. Jones Cup, bro. What are you drinking? What are you drinking, though? What you got?
The shit you left over with me from BlurredCon.
Oh hell yeah, you got the Canadian whiskey.
Yeah. I'm on the fourth Game of Thrones cup of it right now.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm. Did you finish that Glühwein? The German one?
Gone. I finished it here at the hotel. I had a rough ass week at the hotel. I had to drink anything that was there.
Oh man.
About them alcoholic cherries that were left in the moonshine. You know you can't waste those either. You gotta eat them.
That was thrown away.
We wasted it.
Oh man, that's a whole nother thing of alcohol in itself. You eat cherries and you get drunk.
Oh shit. I didn't even know about the delicacy, man.
You gotta eat them.
I knew
them,
about it,
you gotta eat them afterwards.
I didn't know too much about it because if Dion threw it away, then I wasn't gonna go and eat him.
Yeah,
what you
gotta
do next time is get like a cup full of like vodka or whatever alcohol you would want to drink and fill a cup with it and then put a bunch of gummy bears in it and then leave the gummy bears in the fridge overnight and then they'll soak up the alcohol and then you just eat alcoholic gummy bears.
You know what we're missing this summer, it's right? Like, we're missing jungle juice watermelon, and I was hoping, in fact, I proposed this idea to Leon. And I feel like that we need to do a winter hangout at Great Wolf Lodge. And I found a good cabin deal that they have at the Great Wolf Lodge someday. And we could fucking just take some of these party ideas we have in our head and just fucking apply it there, you know? Because I was telling Dion, we don't really need a con environment to have a good-ass time. We create our own shit. I mean, I think we're all grown enough and adult enough with credit cards and good credit scores to do shit, you know?
Well, I'm working on it too.
Don't, hey, man, I'm on Discover It right now trying to fix this shit.
we could host our own con party.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I mean, I'm going to the Griffith Lodge
or cosplay party, I should say, not con party.
Yeah, I thought last year I looked at at a post on my Facebook saying that the next if because everybody knows like these guys know me when I have my birthday I usually do it big because that's just how I've always done it. Last year I didn't have it big because of COVID because you really couldn't. This year I'm having a cookout and I was like I look back it's like next party I'm having is a cosplay party. I'm like. Hell no, I ain't gonna have no cosplay party. My birthday's in August. It's gonna be hot as hell. I said, no, we'll do the cosplay party in Echo. So, are we still recording? It's still hot. Recording.
Yeah, we're recording. This is just B-roll, man.
Hot takes.
Ryan offline.
Ryan offline.
Offline.
off the offline. Shit.
Instead of cosplays, it'll be Hawaiian shirts for your birthday.
Look, wearing them dad Hawaiian shirts. You know what? Fuck it.
Hey, I mean, there's so many events we already going do that on at Fridays. Petey's birthday and shit. I mean, I am going to be attending the cookout, but like, you know, if anything else, I'm going to take priority over the cookout over the anime, superstar anime that's taking place in Virginia Beach Convention Center.
Yeah, are that's you guys going to really do the HorrorCon?
I'm down for it, man.
When is that?
Yeah, the HorrorCon, hang on, it's in my little box somewhere, because I picked up a little thing for it, and fuck, where did I put it?
Speaking of, Jake,
I cleaned my room and I didn't know where I put everything.
Jake, yes. You have Facebook, right?
Yes.
What is your name on Facebook?
Give me a second, because I've got like three different names on everything. That's why I said follow my TikTok at this. My Instagram has a link here, so I'm not doing like a whole bunch of different names. I think I should just be under Jake McQuage.
I'll screenshot and send it to you, Petey.
Okay, I think I found it. Apparently, you're friends with Sean, Heather Hogue, Mickey, and okay, gotcha. That's it.
Yeah.
Heather Pearson's a good friend of mine. I actually trained her at Chili's, and she ended up marrying another person of mine, a person I trained at Chili's too, and they have a little 1-year-old.
Nice, yeah.
So, oh, we're a small community.
We actually we went to high school together.
Okay,
yeah, we went to high school together. I went to high school with Sean, but Sean wasn't cool with me until. We were roommates. I like to give Sean shit. I kind of over-exaggerated a little bit, but he was like, he was too good to talk to me in high school.
We always give Sean shit. We give Sean shit. He's the youngest one in our group, I think. Isn't he? Yeah, Sean's the youngest.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, he is the youngest.
Yeah, Sean's the youngest one of our group. I thought it was me at first, but then once I found out how old Sean was, I'm like, damn, son.
Like, me and Sean, when we greet each other, I said, like, you know, I tell him this is my colored brother from Africa. How are you doing?
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, no, so I would go up to Sean, and I'd be like, hey, oh, you're the guy that likes the Power Ranger stuff, right? And he'd be like, yeah. All right, yeah, man, that's cool. That's cool. I've always wanted to do that. You know, is it fun? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'll just go fuck myself. Sorry, I bothered you. But the BlurredCon, the HorrorCon, is September 10th, 11th, and 12th. Ooh. And this is just a card. I looked it up. It almost seems like an event that you don't need to go all 3 days for, because they have like. It's like, oh, $10 Friday, $15 at the door. $10 Saturday, $15 at the door. So it's like, why am I paying? Like, why am I paying by the day? So it's probably small. It's probably a real quick thing. But they have some decent celebrities there. One of them is kind of out of place, but if I go, I'd still meet her. There's a chick from, I don't know if you guys watch Cobra Kai at all.
Oh, yeah, Cobra Kai.
Okay, yeah. So you remember the nerdy friend, the bigger girl that starts off real like skittish, and then she becomes like a badass bully towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be there, ironically, and like all that they have for her description is like best known for Cobra Kai, and like that's not horror, but okay. And then, have you guys seen Terrifier on Netflix? I know Dion, I've told you about this, but it's like the Art the Clown. He's like the white and black clown with the little hat. You've probably seen pictures of him.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. It's a low budget horror movie, but it was like really, it was done really well. I think two of the main actresses are going to be there. And then I think maybe the little girl from the Addams Family from the 60s is going to be there because she's old now. So that's the,
oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, that's the, that's the only one I can think of who that is.
Oh, God.
Wednesday? Yeah.
Okay. Is that, yeah, Wednesday.
It has to be Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday's the only little girl in like Dadham family. Like the only other convention besides is Neko. NekoCon. Ooh.
Yeah.
That I can't wait to talk about that one. Because that's gonna be the first con the east on our side for us, for our friends, coming back. And that shit is gonna be popping. Like Neko is gonna be big. A lot of people are pretty much pre-registered already. And I know that some people haven't because of the whole vaccine situation, but you know. I tell people, like, just get yourself the COVID test. That's all you got to do. Get yourself a negative COVID test or get the vaccine. Are your values and principles that strong that you don't want to get a vaccine? Because one girl, I think she's low-key, like, I wouldn't say racist, but her family is pro-white, I guess. The whole, you're Republican, like strong Republican and religious Republican. That's the worst kind. Yeah. The Republicans that are believe in God and whatnot, and God. Like my mother-in-law.
Like, no matter who it is, they'll vote.
Yeah, they'll vote. Yeah, no matter who it is, they'll vote. Oh, this person killed a homeless angel. Oh, we're going to vote for them. This person molested you. Yeah, we're going to vote for them. And then like, God, no. I was like, once you talk about like religion and stuff, and then it's funny because my stepfather is a pastor, but he doesn't really force. He'll say a few things here and there, but he doesn't force the religion onto me, because it's like you're a man, you can make your own decisions. But Neko, I know, is the next con that I'm going to. I already told the boys that Magfest and Animazement, I'm going to try to go to.
So Magfest is next year, right?
What's up?
What?
Yeah, Neko's go ahead, Orion.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me go ahead and get this out. All right, so NekoCon is without a doubt I will attend because that is a local convention that I want to stay. And even though I'm not satisfied with it, I am going to support it because we need to pass out on our legacy. Mm-hmm. MagFest is a con that I just can't refuse not to go. I have to attend because that's a convention that you do utilize your badge and you do have a good time and you don't have to feel pressure to cosplay. You can enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
And I just found out that there is a date that we finally have, which is, I think, from the 6th to the 8th of January. I don't, don't quote me on that, but...
6th to the 9th. 6th to the 9th. Because it's that Thursday to that Sunday.
Okay, so... When hotel rooms open, I'm in there like swim gear. I don't give a fuck. I want the Gaylord so fucking bad. No homo. And it's called the Gaylord, okay? So I don't want to hear that shit. But it's called the Gaylord. But I want that hotel because every time that I attend KatsuCon or MacFest, I've never was able to book that damn room. I'm always in Alexandria, in the Hampton Inn or Holiday Inn. Some obscure ass hotel where I have to fucking take an Uber or take a shuttle to get to the damn hotel. I just want to be in a prime area where I don't have to worry about shit and a car is parked and we have like place to eat in downtown like National Harbor.
Yes, sir.
Just fucking have a good ass time with no worries where I don't have to fucking take the car to go anywhere. And I mean nowhere. If you need to go somewhere, you take your ass a Lyft or Uber to go anywhere you the fuck you want, but the car goes nowhere in the parking garage. That's right. The predicament that I want to be in for MagFest, and I'm going to try to go ahead and establish that for 2022. And if I can get that damn room, you guys are all invited.
And for all the listeners out there,
I would love to go.
I'll just let the listeners know MagFest is a big gaming convention on the East Coast in the National Harbor in Washington, D.C. It's like 24-hour gaming, arcade, booze, boobs, musical guests, and it's just a big gaming party, essentially, for like 3 days. So it's a big deal on the East Coast here in America. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to go because it's typically like that's Game Grumps typically goes there, so I would love to see them. And then same with like if Game Grumps is there, the Ninja Sex Party is going to be there too. So
oh, I was going to say a lot of celebrities and stuff go to. Yeah, a lot of celebs and get like online personalities go to MAGFest. Like Xavier Woods goes to MAGFest. This one person I follow on YouTube, yes. Retro Alley, goes to MAGFest. Like wrestlers go to MAGFest. Like we might bump into some wrestlers and people. So I already told Becca, I said, look, because we've been talking about MAGFest, because MAGFest is a definite, like, it's a definite. I already got the days off, so ain't got nothing to worry about. Once tickets go on sale, I told her, tickets go on sale, I'm buying our tickets like I did last year. Our friend that stays in Annapolis wants us to go to MAGFest too, so it gives us a reason to visit her, you know? So we're going to go to MAGFest. She's like, she has a big place. We stay with her, whatever. So MAGFest is going to it's going to be the con. Like, Jake, you need to go to MAGFest. Go to MAGFest, bro.
Yeah, I would absolutely go, because if wrestlers go, then that makes me think, like, if Xavier Woods goes, then Kofi's going to go. And
he might not
fun
go,
little but... story. I'm not going to drag I'm not going to drag it out or anything. But if Kofi did go, he might remember me. I met him through a mutual friend of mine. Kofi actually got us, like, front row tickets to SmackDown 1000. And then he gave us tickets to, like, the next Raw, like that Monday, and you know we got to hang out with Kofi and everything, and then Kofi actually brought us, like, it was during the pre-show, like the 205 Live or whatever, and Kofi got us backstage, so I got to meet Miz, I got to meet Paige, Becky Lynch, like there's a whole bunch of wrestlers just walking by, and it was all thanks to Kofi. And then when we went back to our seats, Kofi was like, wait, before you guys go, he went like to the merch box, and I've got a Pancake Power t-shirt that he just like just gave to us.
Wow.
So it was legit. He might remember, because you know SmackDown 1000 is kind of a big deal. So if he goes there, that'd be cool.
We want to do the New Day Power Ranger outfits, the Mortal Kombat outfits they had, the pay per views they had. Those would be fucking dope to have at MAGFest. And we just go as a New Day, throw frozen like egg waffle pancakes at people, syrup. Yeah, have the theme song blast on the boombox, and we just have a good time, man. Just drink it up.
Oh, we get in the boombox. Yeah,
we get in the boombox, and we're serving bootios. We're serving some bootios.
And
sure.
Trust me, I've got a microphone that you can use that you could turn up. So every time Dion comes into a room, oh, MAGFest, don't you dare be sour.
I'm going to have Francesca with me and shit like that. I'm going to sound terrible on the trumpet. I don't give a fuck.
But no, I
play one note three times.
Yeah,
no, it's funny because I went to JCPenney the other day looking for a gift for a friend of mine, and we saw this megaphone, and I was like, my wife was like, you don't need the megaphone. I said, but she's like, you don't need the megaphone. And I said, I want the megaphone. She's like, you don't need the megaphone. You're gonna wake everybody up. I said, point, because she knows that if I had that megaphone, I'd probably do that. Oh, what's that?
No, Petey, you remember that funny idea I have for NecroCon where I was going to have a money in the bank?
Money in the bank briefcase. And just like,
you were going to be the referee.
Yes, I was going to be the referee, and somebody's going to like, you're going to see like, it was basically what we did was we had this crazy idea that we were going to like, if we saw some chicks or whatever, we were about to find whoever they was with. And now you go give me the briefcase and just like pin the person and be like, one, two, three. And the girl was the belt. And we basically you ran off with the chick. Like that was literally the thing. And or another idea was we were going to have an actual wrestling belt or whatever and just throw it to somebody. And then Rara is going to come out of nowhere with the kid catch in. The person's going to look so like, what the fuck is this? And then. Like, Orion just like, let me pin you. What? Just fucking let me pin you. And just like pin him. One, two, three. It was going to be like the 24/7 championship.
Yeah. I've got the little intercontinental one if you want to use that one. Like from Walmart, the little plastic one.
Oh, wow. Our thing was because the money in the bank briefcase, was going to be like, you know, if a girl ends up single that weekend and shit like that, and nobody claims her. I was going to go ahead and cash in.
Oh, God.
But cash now in at the last second, huh?
Right. But now that the 24/7 champion is out there and shit like that, man, it's like, well, shit, anybody's as hard and shit like this. So, if, like, you know, we just throw the belt on them, and I come in, and I just, like, pin them and shit like that. One, two, three. You know? So it'd
I still
be
like the idea of
fun TikTok skits.
Yeah, I still like the idea of Team Rocket. Like, you bring the boombox, and then, you know, we dress up as Team Rocket and just like stand and face a fucking window, like as they walk by, and then press the button, like, "Hey, twerp, you ain't getting past here unless you fight me. Bring it on!" And then, you know, have like Pokemon Go or whatever, like just some cheapo like, you know, Zubat, Voltorb, just something, you know, that they can clearly beat. And then, like, as they beat us, like, "Ah, man, the boss ain't gonna be happy about this." And yeah, I just give him like a little like sticker or some shit, you know.
I mean, after what we experienced at BlurredCon, the trope of spending so much money on a cosplay to have a good time has really, really like went out the window, especially after the pandemic and stuff like that. Because, like, I mean, let's put that out there. I spent thousands of dollars on Ninja Turtles, and I spent thousands of dollars on Power Rangers, and never have I ever got the response. Well, I mean, well, booked wise, but just for fun wise, never have I got the response that we had when we wore Space Jam jerseys. It kind of just
Toon Squad, a $15 jersey, and people loved it, and we made the story. Yeah,
right.
It was a different vibe, man. It was crazy. I mean, Orion, like, after me personally, like I said, I spent thousands of dollars on Ranger outfits and Spider-Man cosplays, and it was just like this $15 jersey that all five or six or seven of us wore literally got us attention. Damn. That $1,000 costume was, and even it was just me and Orion, people just wanted pictures. Like, is there something I'm missing here? Like, we were both like just astonished at the reaction of it, man. It was like crazy. It was like a new revelation.
Right.
Temple works best.
But, like, I mean, I guess the scenario has worked differently because, you know, when me, Dion, Tony, and Timmy and Brandon went with us to do the walk to raise money for a fundraiser, that was attention that, you know, was expected because we were raising money for something. But for just pure fun in general, what we experienced at BlurredCon, like I said, I realized it's like we really don't need to be spending that amount of money at a convention for attention. Like, fundraisers has its own quirk, has its own, you know, differential. So when you spend thousands of dollars and stuff like that, it's almost like you can almost get that back in return, but for a cause, you know. But for BlurredCon, when we're just dressing up as Toon Squad and stuff like that, it just gave me the idea that, like, fuck, if we went to NecroCon and dressed up as Team Rocket, some cheap ass cosplay with a fucking big ass letter R on her fucking chest and stuff like that, and we act like Team Rocket, it'd make a huge impact. Just like I saw how it happened in MAGFest when they had the Skull Team. From Sun and Moon and stuff like that. They're like, they had a huge impact when they had it. I think the biggest Skull Team you could ever fucking see at a damn convention, you know? To get all the attention and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? Like, I think we think too hard when it comes to conventions, but we think at the right pace when it comes to causes and fundraisers and community outreach and stuff like that. But for something as small as conventions and stuff like that, I mean, I digress. It is a big convention, but however, to capture the attention of many, to be a group cosplay matters, because apparently that you could be a fucking morph suit Power Ranger cosplay and gather the amount of attention that I've seen at Tidewater Comic Con. I said, these are morph suit people and they're getting this amount of attention, and I'm a whole ass Ninja Turtle. You know?
Like, movie quality at that.
You know, so I was like, where's the priorities? Like, it's almost like feeling like underutilized in the WWE. That, like, you could be like a whole ass Ninja Turtle. It's almost comparable to being like Goldberg, The Rock, or John Cena. Just like this mainstream talent. You're just like, the WWE is just like kind of like, and we're just going to throw you in this direction and sell it. That's what we're going to do. You know? You know? So, I mean,
make me money.
You just make money, you know, just use your name and make money, you know. So, I mean, and what you told me over BlurredCon weekend is like, you see me as a Ninja Turtle. Trust me, for the past 10 years, everybody only seen me as a Power Ranger. You're the only person, and my boy Q down in Florida has seen me only as a Ninja Turtle, but everybody else seen me as a Power Ranger. So it's like, you know, it's hard for me to change that trope, you know, because I mean, Petey will tell you, I've been recognized as the White Ranger for the past 10 years, and I can't shake that. I can't shake that trend, that trope. Like,
everybody calls me, like, the Green Ranger. I said, I only was a Green Ranger one time. One time. And everyone's like, you're the Green... And, like, what was it? Like, a couple months ago, a person at my old job was like, you still got the Green Ranger costume? I said, bitch, I wore the Green Ranger almost 10 years. Like, I haven't had the costume in so long. Are you serious? I said, I just got the White Ranger costume to kind of shake that Green Ranger stuff off of me. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to get this In-Space Blue done. And y'all are like, where the Green Ranger at? I am not the Green Ranger anymore. We have a Green Ranger in the area. It's not me. It is not me. It has been me for so long. Y'all leave me alone.
I'm at the point where I can never shake the right. Even though that I worked for the past fundraiser and stuff like that, people were so excited, like thinking like, oh, it's going to come back to a conventions. No, I never said it was going to come back to conventions. I've retired it from conventions. I only wear it for fundraisers like this, you know, because like there's a huge impact and there's a huge stake at hand of having to raise money. So I was like, you know what? The White Ranger fits in this description. But I felt like everything that I've done as a Ninja Turtle, meaning that like I've been on stage with Vanilla Ice and not a lot of people in my local community didn't know that I've done that. They only see me as a White Ranger. It's like, what the fuck do I got to do to change that perception? You know, because
it's a first impression. It's the first thing that you have done. Therefore, everyone is going to perceive you as that. Like, I wore Death Reager like more times than the Green Ranger, and I'm still known as the Green Ranger. And it's like, who the fuck is that? Who's that blue? That one person was like, you're that Blue Ranger with the red arms. I was like, you're literally the first person to actually notice that, but I appreciate that.
Yeah. Right. I'm never going to ever shake that trope of the White Ranger because, like, Dion was there with me when we went to Atomic Comics. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you're that White Ranger. I was like,
we were like, yep. Yeah.
I was. And I was like, you retired it? So it's like, what do you do now? I said, particularly something bigger than a damn White Ranger, but you guys don't recognize that, you know?
Yeah, you know? They will recognize. They don't appreciate it. People at bigger cons will appreciate like our shit. Like, we went to Animazement one year. People love the fucking, like, they're like, it's cool to you. It's like, cool to you, Red. And they didn't, you know, they like knew who the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. And we actually met people that appreciated our cosplays. We actually got to meet a voice actor from a Sentai series, and from, you know, and cosplay.
Yeah,
the voice actor of Artagon from Kuriyuger.
Yeah. He was surprised that we've actually honored Super Sentai in North Carolina. I was like, oh, he was like, you know, the Sorrow Knight and stuff like that. I was like, oh shit, you're that voice actor. I was like, damn, you know, like, we extended range in our cosplay category and stuff like that, you know, and. It's just a testament of what we do as cosplayers because we've done enough. Dion is one of them, you know, we've done enough to establish our legacy as a cosplayer, you know, like it's one of the things that Dion can never escape the trope of being Gokai Red. Like I can't never escape the trope of being like, you know, Kamen Ranger or the White Ranger and stuff like that. Right. No matter what the fuck I do, even if I feel like that being a Ninja Turtle blows that shit out the water. Regardless, in my hometown, Orion is that token White Ranger that will never change. And people think they're like, oh, I will never wear it again. I said, no, it's just the priorities are different now. You know, like, I will never wear the White Ranger at a convention anymore because it's finally retired. Right. And I talked to Dion. I said, bro, like, come NecroCon 2022, I would like to host a Hall of Fame ceremony where it's like, you know what? Like, it's official. A White Ranger is completely done. I've done 10 years in the game. Dion has done 12 years in the game. Petey, man, you've done what, 11, 12 years in the game too?
I started in 2013 with the Green Ranger, so it's almost been about, around that time.
Okay. So, you know, because I came into the game about 2012 as Venom, as I started my cosplay journey, because I took it from the trope of when I came from working for Holoscream. So I was like, yo, if I'm already wearing a damn costume, I ain't any different from going to a naked con and wearing the same wearing a costume just in general. So that's when I decided to try. But that's when I met Dion. I was like, oh shit, there's a brother that like this brother's in cosplay and at Power Rangers at that. Like, I'm so a $1,200 cosplay. Anarchy, sign me fuck up. You know, because at
that's
first
literally how it got me too. Yeah. He was the Black Ranger, and that's my first NekoCon. And I literally said that he had the best costume out of all these costumes. I seen like our friend Jess as the whole Sailor Moon crew. The whole Sailor Moon crew had all the soldiers, had all the Sailor Scouts. Every last one of them. I think she was missing one, but she had all the Scouts. Every last one. I see the Black Ranger. I'm like, hold the fuck up. You know, wait a minute. It's the Black Ranger right here. This is the best costume. The whole, it was show accurate. He had the poses. I was like, look, that's it. Like, and then he's like, and then we became friends on Facebook. And he was like, yeah, you can do this. So I was like, that's when the wheel started turning. I was like, look, you got us. You got us good. And now look at us.
I mean, 12 years in the game, you know, I'm like, I've never regretted the decision of sending $1,200 to fucking Anarchy. I never regretted it one bit, you know. It's like, you know, that was probably the happiest moments of my life. Because to be honest with you, you know, like, not trying to be on a serious tip, but really, cosplay has fucking saved my life, you know, because I was in the downward spiral just being a club goer, fucking, like, you know, being a damn hoe. Fucking random ass hoes that I made at the club, you know. But cosplay has saved my life, you know, of actually being able to just enjoy myself and accept that I am actually a fucking true nerd at heart, you know?
Yeah, man. I never would have thought buying that Mighty Morphin Black costume on rangerboard.com would have been such a life-altering event. Never in my wildest dreams that when I bought that costume, you're like, 12 years later, this is still going to affect you. This is still going to be an active part of your lifestyle, you know, and... You know, here I am 12 years later, dude, and just the amount of people I affected, amount of people the Power Rangers has affected and cosplay world, and just like, it's just crazy how that one decision to buy that costume to raise for a charity event, the Coleman Walk, just to wear it to a Coleman Walk, and just, you know, then to go from there to go like, you know, I can wear it at NekoCon, not just Halloween, but I can wear it at, oh, this anime convention, people dress up there, I'll dress up as the Black Ranger at this anime convention, and then it was just game on 2010 since then, man. It's just crazy. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Like looking back and just seeing how everything affected everything in the end, you know, it's a crazy moment, man.
I guess it's funny because it reversed effect. Cause when I brought Ninja Turtles to the Hampton Roads, now it inspired you.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I might want to get a Ninja Turtle costume. You know what? And I actually got it right here. Still sitting in the box. Still sitting in the box, man. So it was reversed. You inspired me to get into TMNT, and I did. Like 8 months later, I finally got the costume. So,
I have to ask you, when I finally threw the whole entire cosplay, I got to ask you and Jake. I'm curious, and I'm not trying to sit there and try to boast my ego or anything else. I'm just highly curious. When you saw a live action Ninja Turtle, because this is probably the same impression I've got when I saw a live action Ninja Turtle. What did you guys get? What was that impression did you guys get?
It was like oh shit. Like, I was very impressed by it. it looked like it. The shit came straight out of the fucking movie.
Yeah, man. When I put the helmet on you after we exited the car, it was just like, wow. Like, it when the helmet officially went on, it was just like, wow, this is it. This is legitimately a Ninja Turtle right in front of me. It's like, just being that kid and seeing the first movie and just being a fan throughout the years, it's just like, this is the real deal. This is as close as it gets to being real right in front of me, man. I was just like, it was almost freaky. It was like, holy shit, there's a Ninja Turtle in front of me. It's like those moments where, you know, people react to us in Ranger cosplay. And we don't even, like, we do it so many times, we don't think it's a big deal. But people are, like, really freaking out about it because it's like, holy crap. Like, it's weird when you get that feeling, when you actually in return give that feeling. And when I went to Disneyland in, like, 2018, and I went to Disneyland and I saw Kylo Ren, I saw Darth Vader, I saw Chewbacca, saw Boba Fett, Groot, I saw a whole bunch of different characters. I'm like, holy shit. This is the same feeling people get when they talk to us, when they see us in cosplay. I'm like, we are literally delivering like a Disney experience to people right in front of them, like right in the Hampton Roads. Like, It's just and crazy. I'm like, the feeling, it's like the same feeling.
You see what I mean, Dion? Like, that's the impression you set when you wore your Gokai red for the first time in front of me and stuff like that. Is when I set that first impression of just being a Ninja Turtle, like, I thought nothing of it. Like, I'm really just a nigga in a suit sweating his ass off in a fucking suit burning hot in high heat in latex. So, like, oh, this is the costume to me. But to you guys, it's literally the Disneyland, the Disney World impression that it sets. Right. And I take for granted of that impression because sometimes I just like, yo, let's get this day over with. And it's pretty much it's a testament of what we've been doing all our life. You know, when we fucking wear a team cosplay, when we do a Gokai team. And mm-hmm. Petey, you know this, when we do a Koryu team, you know.
Look,
and
look, we do, not...
like, it's the impression we set alone that we don't think nothing about. All we think about, you know, my words, we're run track minded. Like, oh, let's get in this cosplay, get this photo shoot out the way, and go about our day to day life, you know, and don't think about the impression that we set before us and stuff like that, you know. And sometimes we take for granted of that nature of when we were a cosplayers. It's like we get in a suit and we're just thinking about us in that moment of like, I'm hot, I'm tired, but I'm having fun because I'm with the crew. But people on the outside are like, wow, that's a real ass Power Ranger. Wow, that's a real ass Ninja Turtle. Like, you don't think nothing of it. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm just enjoying the rest of my damn day and I'm trying to escape. You have it in your mindset. It's like, I'm trying to escape the pain of being hot, being tired, being in a suit. My vision is limited. I don't have enough breathing air in my fucking helmet or mask. Just don't let it. Right. You're just in the moment of like not caring.
I think that's just life in general. Sometimes just gets redundant. I mean, look at all the successful people. Does Kanye West really feel some kind of way when someone walks up to saying, "Dude, I love your music"? Maybe in the first album, but by at his point or any artist, it's like, oh yeah, okay. Like, I remember like you being a Power Ranger outfit. And someone will start singing the pop theme song, "Go Go Power Rangers," and they're really into it. And you're just like groaning in your helmet, like, ugh. Like, I remember even myself, I'm like, ugh, okay, here we go again.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, cool. You're singing the theme song, awesome. But to them, they're genuinely excited, and you just kind of get jaded after a while of just it being redundant. You don't really like, you do it so many times, you see the reaction so many times that it just kind of you become numb to it. And sometimes you need to take yourself out of the situation to, just really properly acknowledge, like, wow, I am kind of leaving an impression on people. That's why it was so much fun when, Jake, Lynn, and Sarah was, like, cosplaying with us and hanging out with them on BlurCon weekend. It was just, like, that new, like, that feeling of it having new again and just seeing Jake's excitement and having, like, oh, where's Lynn? Oh, someone's taking a picture of her. Like, just seeing that, having that feeling again, it's not redundant. It's like, oh, like, so this is kind of how it is again, it kind of revigorated some of that spirit. Cause after doing it, 10 plus years, it's like, you kind of get like, it becomes like, it's whatever, same old, same old. And sometimes you need to leave the situation.
I got to thank Jake and his crew, like, honestly, like I forgot. Cause me and Dion have been doing it for like 10, 12 years. We forget. But seeing you guys, like, their first impression almost humbled us in the sense it's like, we forgot we were in that direction. We were in this scenario before. Like,
right.
We're like, damn, like we've been cosplaying for so long. Like, we almost forgot the fun of it. We forget the honeymoon phase of it. You heard me, Jake. I said, man, I really do miss the honeymoon phase of cosplay.
Yeah, you were like,
because you're such in love with it. But when you do it for so long, you're like, get this shit. I just want
shit off me. Jake was like, can you last to 8:30 for the Mortal Kombat shoot? I'm like, dude, I'm not lasting to 8:30 in this Mortal Kombat costume.
Yo, I'm actually glad we didn't, because I feel like that first shoot we did was a lot better. 8:30 had fucking two
nobody.
People.
It was perfect, man. It was just literally, oh shit, there's two people downstairs. Oh shit, here's a Jade cosplayer. Hey, we're going to go downstairs and do a makeshift photo shoot. Then all of a sudden, they had Noob Saibot and his partner show up. It was just like, perfect timing. We unofficially had the Mortal Kombat photo shoot for the weekend. Like, the timing was perfect. And after that, we're like, let's get the fucking out of this shit.
I'm still waiting for that footage to show up that the guy got of all of us.
Yeah, SF Designs, man. He's on YouTube. He's been following. We've been following him since when we were like years. Our first KatsuCon years. Man.
Yes, yes.
Anime yeah. USA and KatsuCon. We've been seeing SF Designs. He does phenomenal work, man. I mean, shout out to him. Shout out to SF Designs, photography and videography of just holding down the DMV in terms of the cosplay scene, man. In his videos, it's just and photography. It's just top notch.
Oh, yeah, SF man. Designs.
SF Designs, man. S as the Sam, F as a Frank Designs. And yeah, man, like he's captured me as a Power Ranger, he's captured me as a Ninja Turtle. And those are probably the two top things I want to continuously be recognized for. But I feel like that, you know, you, Jake, and everybody and your whole entire crew has kind of like opened the door to, like I said, maybe I need to stop closing my mind on certain tropes that like that's been almost typecasted for me and stuff like that. Because like honestly, like Dion and I has this discipline that we need to spend thousands, literally thousands of dollars on fucking cosplay just to get like, you know, the amount of attention that we get and stuff like that. And sometimes it doesn't happen because like, let me explain this. Petey was there, or King Arthur was there when we went to NECACON, and me as the White Ranger, and I had a full ass Ninja Turtle with me, and we walked the halls with nobody stopping us. Which is kind of heartbreaking because me and Q are used to fucking lines. And I'm literally lines. We've been to conventions. And you can go ahead and talk to Sean about this too. Sean was there as, because I have two Ninja Turtle suits. And I had him wear my second suit. And we were literally accustomed. Literally, we are accustomed to lines. And I mean long ass lines to take photos with the Ninja Turtle. You know?
Yeah.
And when we went to NECACON and we were able to walk down the hall and nobody stops us, it was almost heartbreaking in the moment and stuff like that. But then again, we didn't read the room, quote unquote. We didn't read the room of understanding that NECACON is an anime convention and not a comic con, you know?
Yeah.
Now, a comic con will stop the fuck out of us. But an anime convention, if we're not anime enough, if I'm not Rengoku or Goku or Vegeta or anything else, or a Pokemon trainer for that matter, I will not be stopped at NECACON. But at Taiwata Comic Con or any not a Comic Con related motif convention, like a Wizard World or a New York Comic Con, or in that sense, or a Baltimore Comic Con, a place where normally we would be stopped and have lines for, an anime convention is not for that. Is not for the show for Power Rangers or for Ninja Turtles. Even if Power Rangers was in the motif of Japanese culture of Super Sentai, most of the people that watch anime do not know anything about Japanese live action, you know, genres, except for Godzilla.
Right.
But Super Sentai is completely out the window unless you have me, Dion, and Petey educate people that Power Rangers is a part of Japanese culture because of Super Sentai and Tokusatsu.
Yeah, right. Power Rangers ruined that thing. So when people see like these, like, what's this? I never see this Ranger. I'm like, well, this is from a Super Sentai thing. And then I'm like, it's like, what is it? Because I have a few friends now watching some Sentai stuff, and then one of my friends hit me up like recently. He's like, yo, why are you telling me about this? I was like, about what? And he was watching Geki Ranger. He's like, this is so much better than that Jungle Fury crap they had. I was like, well, I appreciate Jungle Fury for what it was, because it was the Dizzy era. I said, but that you got to understand, like freaking, you know, Sentai is on a whole different level. But especially 90s Sentai was something different, and people don't understand that, and it sucks, because I'm like, I want you to watch this thing because it's so fucking good, but you don't, because you've been American washed by Power Rangers, and Power Rangers left a bad taste as you're an adult, you know, because people live on nostalgia, so MMPR is going to be the only thing you know. You might know Zio, you might know Turbo, but MMPR is going to be that only one, and it sucks because there's so much other series that are so better than MMPR, and I'm going to say this and I'm going to mean this: Time Force is better than MMPR. Lost Galaxy was better than MMPR. Lightspeed Rescue was better No. Lightspeed Rescue had Carter Grayson. Mm. Don't get me started on Carter Grayson. Mm. Carter Grayson was one of the best Red Rangers.
Oh, he's of all hitting time. All sorts of points. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Carter Grayson was one of the best Red Rangers of all time. One of the best. I didn't say he was the best. I say he was one of the best Red Rangers.
I don't know, man. That series was kind of boring for me. Lightspeed was a little bit dull, but I don't know, man. It was just fun, man. It was just like, you know, we were at Power Rangers at an anime convention, and they're like, you're not Japanese. You don't belong here. It's like, actually, yeah, we do. We do belong here. We are Sentai. We come from Japan. It was like, yes, we do, motherfucker. We belong here just as much as you do. Like, you don't even know. So,
man. Sentai's been around since, this, like, what, 1971? Get the fuck out of here. They're just like, celebrating their 45th anniversary this year.
It's one of the longest running TV shows in American, like, and just in TV history. It's like 45 years, 50 years now. 50, right? Sentai's in 50.
Kamen Rider's 50.
Sentai's 45.
40. Yeah, Sentai's 45. Because
Kamen Rider always 45 years. Like,
in Japanese nuts. TVs. Like, that's crazy. And Power Rangers is about to hit the 30. And we all know, once Power Rangers hit that damn 30, JDF's gonna come in here and do a fucking shit. I'm just saying. You already know that's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Mm-hmm. That's happening, man. But, like, the BlurCon weekend, like, I mean, it really opened me and Orion's eyes. And, like, I would have never done Team Rocket for, like, NekoCon. Like, thinking about doing Team Rocket, I'm like, hell no, nah, man. I'm a... stay suited up as Spidey or a Power Ranger. I'm not doing no Team Rocket. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll do a Team Rocket with the group. Yeah, we're going to put some liquor in the potion bottles. And yeah, we're going to have a microphone and a boombox. And we're just going to bullshit and have fun Saturday night, whatever. Like, now things have kind of changed to where, like, you know, I'm more open to doing some more simplistic and more fun shit to do. It's like, I had a discussion with Ryan. Like, we don't need to go to KatsuCon to premiere a full team of Rangers at this convention. You can literally just do it at any time you want on a weekend. You know, as long as you get the bodies. But you don't need a convention to do all this stuff we're talking about. We don't need to go to a convention to have fun, man. It's just kind of like the people you're with and just making fun of whatever the situation. You don't need to go to a convention to hang out. We can, like Orion said, we can go to, you know what I'm saying? We can go to Great Wolf Lodge. We can go to Busch Gardens. We can go to King's Dominion. Hey, there's a horror convention coming up. Hey, let's go to the haunt for King's Dominion this fall. That'd be dope as fuck, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just evolved. You got to do some things that are just not just the convention scene or going to the club. We used to go to the fucking club every weekend, man. Like, we used to go quote-unquote raving, you know, every weekend during that peak of us cosplaying. And it's like, you don't have to do that anymore, man. We can chop it up and just be us and... you know, it's just been a lot of fun, man. It's been a lot of fun. And going back to the con circuit with a fresh new eye, you know, and a kind of fresh new perspective on things. I'm excited for Neko because of this Team Rocket thing. Like, I don't know what's going on, Neko. I never really been to panels before. Hanging out with you guys at BlurCon. Me and you, Ryan, can say this. Like, we went to the Toku panel at any convention, and that was it. we're roaming the hallways for like 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, and we're literally taking pictures.
Like, the whole 10 hours of
convention.
To piggyback of what Dion was talking about, right? Like, we have way too many talented photographers on our team that we know at first hand. And the fact of the matter is that we can easily schedule a day. Like, Jake, Petey, you specifically know. Did we go to a con to do your Green Ranger shoot? No.
No, we actually really went outside the convention center and to promote it. And people like saw that on the NekoCon page and they're like, holy shit, I saw you on the NekoCon page. And I'm like, yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so we did a photo shoot outside of a convention, which tells you, like, you know, kind of sets volumes of what we're capable of doing. We have talents in the rear. We don't need to be at a convention to do shit. Honestly, like, we need to keep conventions to a point where we're just having a good-ass time and just like, hey, cosplay whatever the fuck you want to do and have fun. Like, the photo shoot stress, the, hey, we need to be at a photo shoot, like, we need to be at this photo shoot at this time or something like that. That stress is out, you know, because I spent time... honestly, to, like, you know, study photography and videography. Like, the fact of the matter is, like, we had a successful video and photo shoot of a new-ass Ninja Turtle named Jenica at the Pagoda. Sets volumes of what we can do. We can schedule a photo shoot outside of a convention with no interruptions and no, no stress of having to wear a cosplay at a specific time to ruin your the money that you spent on a badge. We have all that in-house, and we can do that at any time. So if you want to wear a cosplay, all you got to do is just ring us up and say, hey, I want to do a photo shoot. Hey, cool. And guess what? The Hampton Roads Convention Center, as PD knows, is open on the weekdays to do what the fuck you want to do without people interrupting you, you know?
Yep.
Same as the Virginia Beach Convention Center, because I've done a photo shoot at the Virginia Beach Convention Center where there's no cosplayers around, and I had a successful photo shoot there as well on the weekdays.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I'm actually trying to plan on doing a Mortal Kombat photo shoot at the Pagoda. Because I know we got Reptile, we got Scarlet, and we got Sub-Zero if need be.
I'm down to do a photo shoot because that's what I went to school for, and I am certified a photographer, so I can get that shit done.
I would love to see that. I was saying there is a Mortal Kombat person. I know one person is doing a cosplay, but we, Ryan and Dion know who I'm talking about. He's doing some Ranger stuff, but he's also more into Mortal Kombat.
That wouldn't work. But yeah, I appreciate the suggestion.
I've actually got some reference photos that I took of where we can do certain poses and where we can do certain things. And as long as it's as empty as it was that day that we went, I think it would be perfect.
We've had beautiful photos because of Dakota.
Me being the director of photography and just knowing my composition and stuff like that, I can pretty sure guarantee that I can get you guys some good photo shoots and everything else. Now, for cosplays, for conventions and stuff like that, man, like I feel like that we should just go ahead and just cut that whole entire worry that we need to appeal to everybody else. I think that conventions and anime conventions should just focus on just fucking having fun, because I think that's what we missed out on in 10 to 12 years is just having fun.
I've been trying to say that for y'all for years, but you know, we were all focused on want to get like a shoot and getting a team together, especially because we're in the Ranger scene, which was very hard because one person wanted to be this Ranger, another person wanted to be this Ranger, and then we always had somebody always late for the shoots and somebody never had everything ready for the shoots, and that's why I had that one topic. I was like, you know what, if we ever decide to do Rangers, be who the fuck you want. Be who you want. Like, if you have two White Rangers, fuck it, we got two White Rangers then, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can have a shoot with two White Rangers, or if you've got like five reds or three blues and a pink. We got three blues and a pink. You know, we're cosplaying our favorite characters. We can make a team out of the ones we've got. We've missed out on so much fun because we've always worried about what this one person has done. And it got to a point where because of all that, a lot of people that we know have gotten out of the scene because it made it so toxic. And I kind of don't want that toxicity anymore, you know what I'm saying? Because we're older, we are older now, so we actually, you know, grew from those things, so we now can see what we, you know, we can now relax, you know, we're tired, we're older,
right? You know, we've grown, we matured, you know.
Yeah,
that's just speaking on balance of in this conversation alone that I've known all you, we've all grown and matured and understand each other.
Yeah,
outside of the community, that's out of my, because I'm not on Facebook enough to care about what everybody else in the community has. Everybody has a strong community, a strong opinion. I don't give a fuck about. I come to have fun and enjoy myself. I've done my contributions, and it didn't work out. So it's like, all right, well, if you don't care for those contributions, then don't get mad at me when I don't support you guys' contributions. And I'm not talking about what we have here in our podcast. I'm talking about outside of our community that we all apparently know in a so-called community. But at the end of the day, I'm all about just enjoying myself. And I'm also getting ready to go ahead and exit out the trope of, oh, because I'm half Asian, I can cosplay any Asian character out there or any Japanese character. I'm actually going to go ahead and put the test of, all right, let me go ahead and try cosplaying Rengoku from, you know, Demon Slayer and see how I feel about it and see how I like it. And I might just like it or I might not like it, but I'm willing to go ahead and put that to the test because I've been 10 years in this game and the only thing I've known is being a live-action Power Ranger and a live action Ninja Turtle, but I've never ever put to the test of being an anime character. And because I got like, I felt like that I'm stuck on that stereotype. Oh, you're half Asian. You could do whatever the fuck you want because you'll look just like the character. That's almost like an unfair comparison. But at the end of the day, if I'm already out of the door, why not experience that choke and see what I'm really missing out of being half Asian, being a damn Japanese anime character. So if I do Ren Goku at NekoCon or something like that, and if I like the experience of that, maybe I need a way to take the stress out of myself or just spending thousands and thousands of dollars on a live action character and just have fun with a cheap ass $40 Wish.com cosplay.
Hell yeah.
Or a Team Rock cosplay and just fucking have fun, because I think that's the angle, and that's the element that we're missing out of cosplay. It's fun. And honestly, that's what we really needed to do. And that's the reason why me and Dion proposed the idea. It's like, why not do a Team Rock cosplay where really there is no ethnic background or who you could be of being the Team Rocket? Just fucking have a letter R on your damn chest and have fucking fun, you know? Just like we did with Space Jam. You know, call it a day. Call it a day.
Because Toon Squad was tuned up.
Hell yeah. It's funny, too, because we went bowling the other day, and I saw a guy with the Toon Squad Jordan jersey on. It was the black one that we had, but still, I was like, damn, small world. Everybody's representing Toon Squad now.
Yeah.
And another thing, I was thinking about while you were talking about, like, you know, the issues of going to cosplay events and cons and whatnot, that'd be a perfect place for you to showcase your photography skills if you want to put more focus on the picture aspect or the photo aspect. Hell, you could even do that and you wouldn't have to worry about sweating your ass off in the cosplay all day. You still get to go to the con, you still get to have fun, and then you could do, you know, focus on something else versus focusing on the cosplay that's costing you, you know, thousands of dollars versus the camera setup, which I'm sure is probably cheaper than thousands, but still.
No,
still get to do something you love, and you still
have more expensive, but I get what you're saying. But no, yeah. Me and Dion, we already had that idea that we want to get into the press aspect of conventions, you know, where we're interviewing and videography and stuff like that. Because let's just put that out and open. Dion, Beatty, we're not getting any younger, bro. We're not.
Yeah. Old as fuck, man. I mean, I felt it this weekend, man. Like, 30 years old. And I was just like, you were drained. You were out by 10 o'clock, lights out, Friday and Saturday. And I mean, I had to power through to get past that myself. I'm like, I could be knocked out too, but I'm going to just, you know, power through it and spend some extra time. But
I mean, yeah, you had friends with you. Me, I had no obligation. I'm like, nigga, I'm passing the fuck out at 10 o'clock. I don't care. I'm tired. I am old. I don't have it in me. I don't have that young energy around me anymore. Like, I don't
we were eating McDonald's in quiet Friday night, trying not to wake you up, you know, in the room.
So I was out of it, but that's where we at, bro. Like, honestly, like, and PD, Dion, you guys already know, man. I'm already slowly out the door with this whole cosplay life and getting ready to turn into a whole new chapter. And Dion exclusively knows what I'm getting ready to get into. PD, you have an idea what I'm trying to get into, but Dion completely knows. The amount of money that we spend on cosplay is a plane ticket to Japan.
Yep.
Yes, I'm trying to go Japan back as fast as I can.
We could be in Japan. We could be in Korea. We could be in Singapore. We could be in Australia. And honestly, it's like that's the new chapter that I'm trying to be a part of my life. I got a passport. And I bought it in 2019, and I wasn't able to use for the past 2 years. And I feel like it's about to happen for the next 3 years. But I think that's the new chapter that I'm getting ready to go into my life right now. It's like, I had fun with the cosplay life. I thank you, Dion, and I thank you, Petey, and I thank you, Jake, for, like, you know, really, really, like, you know, reinvigorating the feeling and the magic of cosplay. But, like, I'm not getting any younger, and I don't think I can see myself going any forward and going forward. Unless I find somebody else younger than me to be in my damn cosplay and I just be the spokesman. or a host or something like that, because we're all trying to work on a bigger idea. And Neon and I, we're very, very close. In fact, we're closer than we think of having our own event. And it could happen.
Yep.
And we will have our own event, but we will have Hollywood in the Hampton Roads. But it's just very, very closer than we think. It's just the amount of coordinating and thinking and organization, and we can have it. And it could be something that could be beneficial to our local conventions, whether if it's to Tidewater Comic Con or to NextCon. But we're very, very close to our own vision and a legacy that we could pass on through on through. Because we tried with Seven City Heroes and we had political issues going on from there, but I feel like that we've evolved, we've grown, we understand each other as men, we understand each other as brotherhood, that we can actually just go forward and say, like, hey, let's create an event that hopefully the Hampton Roads can support and get behind and push that legacy forward. And me and Dion's idea right now is maybe we need to go ahead and just put this cosplay life behind us and start being panels and tables. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's where we need to be at right now, because what more do we have to prove? Dion is known as a Gold Cat Red. I'm known as a White Ranger. You know, and Petey, he's known as, you know, Cordy, Navy Blue.
Yeah, and green. Mostly green.
Mostly green, stuff like that. Like, what more do we need to prove here in the Hampton Roads? We have those tropes that stuck with us, that stigma that we can't escape. What more do we need to prove? Like, now we just need to go and create our own identity, jump off of that trope, and just say, hey, let's build something that we can pass a legacy from years on forward. You know, we're like, hey, we're the founding fathers of Hollywood and Hampton Roads. Or that we're the founding fathers of live action cosplays in general, where Petey is known for ushering in tokusatsu, same as Dion ushering in tokusatsu, and I'm coming in as anybody that's part of the cosplay world can actually make a name for themselves, you know, as of linking in and meeting up with their counterpart. Because I've met up with Jason David Frank, and I've met up with, you know, Vanilla Ice and everything else. That's more than enough that I need to provide. I don't have to prove myself anymore. Like, I'm happy in the position I'm in right now. I'm all about helping Dion pushing his vision forward. Petey, whatever vision that you have, an idea. Hell, if you had your own local idea of a local Hampton Roads MAGFest, I'd push it. Honestly, because like, I didn't have the support when I brought Cosplay Night here to the Hampton Roads. But if you guys were to create something that has a stronger impact, I'll be more than happy to get behind you guys and push it forward, because this is a legacy that we need to push forward here in the Hampton Roads, and there's just really nothing towards it, you know, to it. It's just nothing but to do it, really, you know?
Mm-hmm. Damn right. Yo, Uncle Jack, you in the building?
Oh, shit, he in the building.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm just stepping out on a little break from work, man. Hey, just trying to say shout out to Homeboy Talk, man. I'm glad y'all link back up to make some things happen. Looking forward to hearing this playback. Y'all brothers be safe, man.
You too, bro. Hey, I'll post that joint later on today, bro.
All right, bet.
All right, be easy, man.
Yep.
Peace. Yo, man, this whole content creation shit, dude, is so much fun, man. Like Homeboy Talk behind the scene, man. Like, man, this, like, that's where I like content creation, comic creation, creating cons, you know, seeing Jake's Pelvic Thunder come through with a full issue release. You know what I'm saying? Me and Orion, we got an idea that could go viral. You know, we got like a little romance gaming thing, that I still have in the, you know, in the head for a future release. So we got so much material and so much talent, dude. Orion got his own custom kind of Ranger team. Petey got some ideas. So we got so much talent, dude. We just, like Orion says, nothing left to do it. Nothing left to it but to do it at this point, you know?
Yeah.
Like, real talk, man.
Hopefully Pelvic Thunder comes through. I gotta write some more pages. I think I'm gonna settle with the first issue. I counted all the pages in Bunny Mask. And I think it was 24 pages.
Yeah, 24 like front is usually
back,
the average.
Front and back I'm counting as, you know, two pages. I gotta come up with a story.
Jake, well, I'm gonna open invitation to you, man. Whatever idea that you come up with, man, you know that I have your back on it. I don't care if you're incorporating Power Rangers and Ninja Turtles, as long as it's an idea that can go to progress us forward. And if you feel like that there is a belief of getting numbers behind it, I don't care. Because we're all on TikTok. Let's just get that out and open.
Yeah,
I'm
now
on
we
TikTok
are, yep.
for fucking eating for eating shit. Literally. You know? And they really don't know that I have a cosplay that can get bigger numbers than that. But if you have a vision out there that's like, oh, I know I can get TikTok numbers, you just let me know. And I'm just one call away and I can get that done. Because me and Dion, we throw ideas back and forth where I was going to have Dion buy a PlayStation 5 and I was going to come in as Raphael with one sigh. It's like, you won't have to give me that PlayStation 5, fam. You know, those shits are rare. We have so many damn ideas.
Yeah.
But it's all about, this is something that it was a testament that I gave to Joseph. If you have a strong belief in an idea, I'm not going to turn you down and I am not going to downscale you and I'm not going to go ahead and shoot you down. If you have a strong belief in an idea, I'm right behind it. You just let me know what can I do to contribute. And Dion knows that and Petey knows that. I don't ever shoot down ideas. I'm all about going behind, like being behind an idea, you know? Like that's the brotherhood that we have for the past 12 years. Honestly, you know, like that's what it is and stuff like that. Like there's no point of like, well, I don't see the benefit of it. No, throw that shit out the window.
Yeah.
We have something strong here. And if you believe in something, I'm more than happy to get behind it. Just like everything else here in the Happy Rolls. Like, there's no reason for us to hate each other about an idea. Like, we're all supportive of ideas. And I'm not about the jealousy factor of like, oh, you have more followers or you have more views in a video than I do. I don't give a fuck. It's all going in the same boat. Honestly.
Yeah.
You know?
A rising tide.
If anything, you might as well make a TikTok for your cosplays because that seems to be a popular one on TikTok. I've got one video that went viral for no fucking reason. This shit got like 200,000 views and it was just me trying not to laugh, but nothing else. So I don't really know how TikTok works. I have like 200-300 views at most and maybe like 2 likes. So I don't know how that works.
When Dion was asking me like how do I get 600 views for fucking a driving video? I was like, I can't explain to you how TikTok works. Yeah. I don't know.
The fact of the matter is, driving a bird car and he got 600 views.
Here's
it's
the funny
literally
factor.
Timing.
Here's the funny factor. You guys might see 600 views on TikTok, but on YouTube and in Instagram Reels, there are thousands views. Thousands. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and if you ask me how does that work, I fucking do not know. I really do not know. I'm throwing videos out in the wind and hopefully it catches. The fact of the matter is I did not implement cosplays. I'm just literally eating Australian foods or foods here in America, like Panera Bread that's got 1,000 views. I cannot begin to explain how this shit works. But a cosplay, it's almost like fishing with dynamite at that point.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, if you guys have an idea, I am not going to shoot you guys down about the idea. If you really believe that, like, hey, if she's going to be viral, I'll be happy to contribute my time to help you guys with an idea of what you guys might have. If it's going to be viral on TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, I don't give a fuck. Whatever you believe in.
Yeah, dope, man. Dope. Man, we got some good B-roll here, man. I think I'm about to tap out because I'm gonna see Black Widow again at 2:40 with the
Bear. I'll probably go ahead and tap out. I got some stuff I gotta do, but it was good. I think it was good.